ladies, welcome back to the podcast. I want to talk to you today about traits that successful women have in common that I have noticed from the clients who've worked with me who've got the greatest results. I've worked with some pretty incredible, successful, ambitious, like inspiring women, and I wanted to look back on what they have in common and the shifts that they've either come into our work already with, or they've been able to cultivate. For many of them, they've been able to cultivate these mindset shifts within our work. Before I dive in, I do want to share with you that I am taking new applications for one-to-one clients. If you'd love to discover my one-to-one program, Surviving to Thriving, I'll pop it in the show notes for you to take a look. There's an application link in there. I really recommend you reach out if you are feeling called to work together on a deeper, more bespoke, more intimate level in 2024. This is my highest level offer container. It's literally like you're my VIP. If you work with me for 6 months, you literally get a VIP day where you are treated like my VIP. So there's all sorts of, you know, magic available for you in this work. But if you are curious, if you are feeling called to find out more, I'll leave the link in the show notes for you. And you can always reach out to me with any questions on Instagram DMs. Or if you're not on Instagram, please feel free to email as well. support@kathorrocks.com. 5 traits that successful women share. And you might hear some of these and feel inspired. You might think, I want to embody that. I want to learn that. I want to shift into that. I want to step into that. So maybe take note of the one that resonates with you the most and let me know on Instagram DM. The first thing I notice about my most successful clients is they trust their gut and they move quickly. From there, we work on this heavily inside my one-to-one work, because self-trust for me is one of the most important things you can have in your healing, growth, and manifestation journey. If you do not trust yourself, you are not going to be able to make decisions. You are not going to be able to move forward, because you're constantly going to be second-guessing yourself. You're going to be asking friends and family for their opinion. You're going to be researching and getting stuck in that research and self-awareness trap that I spoke a lot about in last week's episode. The clients who have moved forward the most in our work together have really trusted themselves and acted quickly. A lot of this comes down to being tapped into your intuition. Really trusting that when you move from that fuck yes place, everything always works out for the best. And when you ignore that intuition, when you go against it, when you wait on making a decision, and therefore ignore that gut feeling that's saying, yes, this is it, you either slow down your own progress or you have some mess to undo. And we've all been there, right? You've made a decision ignoring your gut and you've later felt like, fuck, I should have listened to myself. And what I've noticed as we move forward in the program, clients trust themselves more and more. And I think a lot of this comes down as well to having a really beautiful mirror held up to you when you are trying to hand over your power. As a coach, something I do a lot is say, what do you think? Right? What do you think? What do you want to do? My philosophy, the way I work, is about empowering you and placing the power in your hands. And when someone has been nurtured in that way for months at a time, you get to this place where you know what you want to do, and so you just do it. You don't wait, you don't second guess, you don't wait for that old like self-doubt to creep in, or the reasons why you should or you shouldn't do it, the pros and cons list, whatever else, you trust yourself and you move quickly. And I think that energy of moving quickly, that requires a lot of bravery, doesn't it? A brave soul, you know, to move quickly. But I've seen it time and time again, whether it comes to career goals, whether it comes to clients who are running like multi 7-figure businesses, they get a feeling that they need to do something and they do it. The second thing that I see successful women have is this sense of devotion to themselves and their dreams. And devotion for me is such a gorgeous word because it runs in parallel with the word discipline, which for so many people is like a dirty word. And I could do a whole podcast episode on that. I probably have said it before. I'm pretty sure it was included in my 30 lessons at 30. But devotion for me is a word that encompasses that feminine energy of goal setting. Because devotion feels more like heart-led. It feels like this is my vision, this is my heart's desire to feel this way, or to earn this money, or to move into this home, or to build this company, or to go traveling, or whatever that big goal is, right? Devotion feels like going all fucking in on that. Committing to it. It includes boundaries, it includes consistency, it includes investing their resources within that goal, investing into themselves so that they can continue moving forward. Like, there's no question that they would not have it. It's like that sense of unwavering faith, and I feel like that word devotion really lends itself to cultivating that within yourself, that feeling of, no, this is happening, this is unfolding, this is like, I will move into this home, or I will get this dream job, or I will earn this level of money in my business, or I will have this life for my family. That sense of unwavering faith in that can only come when you are devoted to it, when you are committed to it. And that is so often like the day-to-day, not glamorous, not always Instagrammable things, like getting up and doing their morning routine, like really nourishing themselves with self-care, with health and fitness, so that they can have the energy they need. Being shit hot with their boundaries and knowing exactly what they're available for, so that they have the energy, they have the time to devote to themselves, to devote to their goals. Being willing to invest resources into themselves. Yes, money. Someone who's working one-to-one with a coach like me to witness their highest expression, like witnessing them soaring up to the top of the mountain, whatever that means for them, growing their business, building the life that they desire for their family, the deepest like healing work that they've ever done, you know, inner child healing to the point where like they access so much more freedom and joy in their life. Someone willing to go there is a fucking winner, in my opinion. In my expert opinion, after seeing the women who I am like in awe of, you know, my clients, I'm just going to toot my own horn here for the women that I attract into my world. My clients inspire me. My clients, I am in awe of my clients. My clients are cool fucking women who I want to know. I want to speak to. They're women who I want to see win. Like, I want to see them soaring. And it's women who aren't afraid to commit to their dream life and will do what it takes to get there, that for me is admirable. And I see it again, again and again with one-to-one work. It's that devotion. It's that consistency. Taking your dreams seriously. Not seeing them as a daydream or a one-day thing. Or, oh yeah, I probably should at some point think about, you know, being my best self. Or like, I probably should think about doing XYZ because I know that I need to. Having that capacity to get up and do that for yourself because you know you deserve it. And that is huge. It's monumental. And that's a mindset shift. You know, it's, I describe it to clients like a switch goes on because you have decided, like you have decided that this is happening. And once that switch goes on, like you are unstoppable. Number three, their first step when something else outside of themselves is stressful, is upsetting, is triggering, their first response is to go within, not go without. So their first response is to do something to center themselves, to ground themselves, to get themselves into the space they need to be in to deal with that situation, not blaming and finger pointing or projecting out externally. I think the most successful women have the highest level of self-responsibility. To me, someone who takes responsibility for themselves, that is so magnetic and so powerful that people don't just want to be around people like that. People can't help but be around people like that. And this comes down to the success, right, doesn't it? Because if you think about it, the women who attract the most magical results, the women who manifest and create incredible lives for themselves and their loved ones, they aren't waiting for someone to hand that to them. They aren't sat at home hoping and praying. They aren't finger pointing at other people, blaming them that something's not happening. They are taking radical responsibility for themselves and they are making moves in the world. And that goes for, of course, the very practical action taking, but it also goes for the inner work. My clients have, they get to a point where they have this toolkit. We've worked on a lot of stuff within our sessions, but then they also have these tools for themselves where they are like, I described it to one of my clients like a nervous system ninja, like triggered, naming it, feeling it, being able to process it, move through it. It's that resilience. It's that like bounce back ability, especially when you're doing the deeper healing work that, you know, is within one-to-one work where you're healing a lot of the root causes of old stories, old triggers, old beliefs, old childhood stuff, right? The more you do that, the more resilient you're going to be in your day-to-day life. And the more you're going to be able to respond in situations rather than react. Shit is hitting the fan. That's my turn to go inward to make sure I am grounded, I am centered, I am assertive, I am fully like embodied and authentic and me in this moment, so that when I respond, I'm responding from that place. I'm not reacting. I'm not making the situation worse. I'm managing the situation for myself. And that goes for if like something externally is happening that's outside of their control, like, you know, a conflict that someone else has brought up, but it also goes for when they're feeling stressed or they're feeling triggered or they're, you know, there's some, it's like they're able to take responsibility for that and fully own it and have a human moment. You know, this isn't about being fully enlightened and never feeling, you know, anything negative, never being stressed, never whatever, right? We're all human. and the most like inspiring, successful women I work with will, you know, break down in tears or send me a voice note like panicking about something, because we can all have human moments, and those will not disappear, because life is life and life is gonna happen. It's how you respond to a situation is the key differentiator here. And I find that the women who get the most results from this work are the women who are able to fully take responsibility and like dive in at the deep end of that. One of my clients, shout out if you're listening to this, love. I loved when you said this. One of my clients said in a voice note, a trigger is a blessing, because it's like, it's an invitation to heal something. And I just fucking love that mentality and that mindset. Not a trigger is horrible and it's something that I now need to avoid at all costs and like skirt around this issue and everyone else in my life needs to change their behavior so that I'm not triggered. No, a trigger is a blessing because it's an invitation for you to go deeper within yourself, to love yourself more, to process that for yourself, to practice using the skill set and the tools that you have to advocate for yourself in that moment. And of course, some things we need to cover, you know, you need that external support, and that's what it's there for. That's what our sessions are for in one-to-one work. But the successful women I know and work with, they take responsibility for that. The fourth thing on allowing, the successful women I know allow themselves to receive, allow receivership in their life. This is one of the most underrated skills that women miss out on, women neglect, and then wonder why they feel so fucking burnt out and constantly in survival mode. Successful women allow themselves to receive. A woman who knows that she wants to be at the top of her game in her health, in her relationship, in her family life, in her work, in her finances, she knows that she cannot reach that point and manifest those results if she does not allow herself to receive. Receiving support from me, right, is the, you know, one of the main things of this. In all those different areas, she's allowing herself to receive help. She's allowing herself to ask for help. If she's struggling with something, she doesn't think like a martyr and think, oh, I'll just sacrifice myself for this and overwork and overstretch. She pauses and thinks, what do I need in this moment? And if you struggle with this, ladies, that's a great journal prompt for you to scribble down. It's one I shared with one of my incredible long-standing clients who, when she came to work with me, struggled so much with, after a whole life, making every decision for other people. What do other people need? What do other people want? That she didn't even know what she needed or what she wanted to receive that day, to be supported. So we started so small with that journal prompt. What do I need in this moment? And successful women can pause when they're stressed, when they feel their nervous system going into that survival mode, feeling activated, feeling overstretched, or feeling like this is a lot to deal with. They can go into that zone and ask themselves, what do I need in this moment? And that might be self-care. It might be, I need to delegate something, I need to outsource, I need to ask for help, have a day off or take a bath, whatever it is. But again, coming back around to that self-responsibility, self-advocacy, knowing that they deserve to receive and they're worthy of receiving that, and then allowing themselves to receive it. Because in receiving, in the energy of receiving, you are manifesting, you are magnetic. You cannot allow more into your life if you do not already allow yourself to receive what you have. That would be a great place to start if you're resonating with this. Allowing yourself to receive in small ways, and it can be as simple as that journal prompt. What do I need in this moment? Number five is see the bigger picture in decision making. They play the long game. They think long term about something. And I noticed this in their money mindset, right? In their abundance mindset, where they see not just our one-to-one coaching, although of course, like, it goes without saying that investing in one-to-one coaching is like a long game investment, because it's the investment of a lifetime. It's something, the tools you learn, the things you heal, like, you will have that with you for a lifetime. But even in other ways, like how they outsource things around the house, you know, things they invest in, things they purchase, things that they buy or do for themselves, they think longer term. They think, what would I be happy to have done in 10 years' time? It ties back in, doesn't it, to the first mindset I shared, which is they trust themselves and they act on that quickly. And because they trust themselves, because they act on it quickly, they're doing that from a place of knowing that what they're doing is setting themselves up for even more, right? Even more success. So some examples I've put here. One of my clients has recently hired more help around the house. She needed, you know, childcare during the week while she's working. But recently she's actually hired childcare for a Saturday morning, right? For an extended period of time, so that not just when she's needing to, it's like the necessity of, I need to earn money. I've got client calls. I've got team calls on these days. I need to sit at my desk. So my kids need to be looked after because I need to do this work. But she's actually thinking bigger than that and thinking, no, in order to thrive during this period, I need more than that. I need more help. I need to, you know, she's juggling a lot of stuff in her personal life. So for someone else, that would be like, oh, why would you do that? Because that is, you know, you can save that money, or that's a luxury. But I know this client is thinking long term and thinking, that's a necessity to me right now because of other situations going on in her personal life, of hard, you know, the constant juggle she has as a mum and a CEO as it is, right? She knows the long game, in the long term, she'll be so happy she made that decision for herself. She will earn more money. You know, the money can manifest, her business will grow, she will land bigger client projects. She knows that will happen when she has more time for herself at the weekend, you know, when her and her partner can go for breakfast together without, like, go for a date lunch without their kids. And so many people don't think of the bigger picture of decisions. They think like granular. They think that's a, you know, I can't do that right now. But they don't think about what that decision could bring them overall. Some people wouldn't connect having more time to themselves at the weekend with more success during the week. But successful women do, because they see that their life is holistic. A lot of the conversations I have around goals is very holistic. It's this 360 approach, because you are not your career goal, right? You as a woman, you're not just wanting a promotion. Yes, you want the promotion, but you also want your relationship to be thriving. You want to feel healthy and strong in your body. You want an amazing sex life. You want to have deep connections with your best friends or with your family members. You want to go on adventures at the weekends or have exciting plans in the diary. You want, you know, to have your finances in a certain way that allows you to thrive. You want more than just one thing. The women that I work with get into this really great headspace where they're seeing the bigger picture of the decisions they're making, and they're making decisions from that place, which actually is gonna, it's like making decisions from a place of expansion rather than contraction. Hiring Kat for 6 months one-to-one is an investment in the next 5 to 10 years of my life, because I know that that work we're doing in 6 months is gonna set a trajectory for where I want to be for the rest of my career, or for the rest of my relationship, or into, you know, moving from where I am now, where maybe you're engaged or in a relationship, into motherhood, into starting a family, into, you know, traveling the world, whatever your like big picture or long-term goals are. The women who I see become the version of themselves they've always wanted to be and live a life that they're really proud of, they see that. They see the bigger picture of something, whether it be investing in our work, whether it be outsourcing something. Even decisions like deciding to not go out at the weekend. I'm not going to go and drink alcohol this weekend and go out with my friends partying and be tired, because I know that I'm thinking big picture, and I know that this weekend I need more self-care. I need an early night. I need to rest. And I notice in my clients that ability that they cultivate through self-trust, through devotion to themselves, through devotion to their dreams, through the deeper work that they're doing, and through allowing themselves to receive, seeing the bigger picture in the decision that they're making, and not thinking in the short term, which is a contracted energy, what is going to give me a dopamine hit right now, or what is going to, you know, make me feel safe or comfortable right now. They have this ability to think bigger picture, where, like with my client that I've just said, you know, with the childcare example, you know, I'm sure she could do all sorts of things with the money she's going to invest in that support. And I'm sure she could say, well, yeah, like, I'd love to have that additional, you know, additional income still in my bank. But she's not thinking like that. She's not focusing on that. She's thinking about, what is investing in that going to give to me? And it could be one-to-one work. It could be hiring someone to look after your kids, look after your dog. Oh my God, we've spent so much money on like doggy daycare, dog sitters, because we're like, these things give you back your time. They give you back your energy. It's not always about what is going to feel most comfortable in the short term. It's thinking about long term, in a year's time, looking back on these decisions you're making, will you have filled your cup up more and have more capacity and be able to create more success in your life if you made a decision now that would set you up for that? That is such a powerful mindset shift. I want to recap here 5 traits that successful women share, 5 traits that I see in my clients as we move through the one-to-one program, that when they cultivate these, they get incredible results. The first one is trusting their gut and moving quickly from there. The second one is devotion to themselves and their dreams, unwavering devotion and faith that it is gonna fucking happen. The third thing is going within rather than without. So noticing that in a stressful situation, their first response is to go within themselves, center themselves so they can respond rather than react. And having that sense of radical self-responsibility for their actions, their behavior, their response. The fourth thing is allowing themselves to receive support, to ask for help, to outsource, to delegate. The fifth and final thing is seeing the bigger picture in the decisions they're making, making decisions that are going to be expansive for them long term and not just comfortable and contracting them in that moment, such as investing in themselves or even making decisions to say no to something now so that they can feel better long term. Like my client who, you know, decided to cancel something and stay in and relax at the weekend and take time for herself because she knew that's what she needed. That was more expansive than the quick dopamine hit of being able to go out partying and drinking at the weekend. I would love to hear if this episode has inspired you, and is there a certain mindset shift, a certain trait that you're really working on embodying? If you're interested in my one-to-one program, I would love to hear from you. I would love you to be feeling the benefits and the shifts like these within your own life, within your own goals in the next 6 months. So if you want to learn more about that, head to the show notes and please feel free to DM me on Instagram if you'd rather chat back and forth around your goals, your situation, get your questions answered, all that good stuff. I am sending you tons of love. Thank you so much for tuning in as always, and I'll speak to you very soon.